This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello, this is Kate Delaney. Thanks for listening to the Best of America Tonight. Welcome to America Tonight, everybody. Once again, as we stroll through the tsunami coming out of Washington, and what is the buzz in your backyards? It's all about Comey, Comey, Comey. There's no question. And whether or not some memo was leaked, and where did the leak come out of, etc., the former FBI chief claimed in a write-up of dinner with the president that the president asked him to let go of the investigation into the then National Security Advisor Mike Flynn because he's a good guy. And this was actually written after a February 14th meeting with Donald Trump. The White House denies the claim. They say it's not truthful or accurate. It's not a portrayal of that conversation whatsoever, but Comey accused the president of asking him to close the federal investigation. According to the New York Times, that's exactly what was said. The Times, according to the memo, read to New York Times reporter. And Comey reportedly wrote the memo immediately after he met with Trump as part of an effort to document situations in which the president sought to interfere with the FBI's operations. So on Tuesday night, Jason Chaffetz, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, fired off a letter to the acting FBI director, McCabe, requesting to see all memos, notes, summaries, and recordings between Comey and Trump by May 24th. He said he wanted to see them all. And he tweeted out, because I guess that's what everybody does now, that at GOP Oversight is going to get the Comey memo if it exists. I need to see it sooner rather than later. I have my subpoena pen ready. So there is some, there is some buzz about that, certainly. And besides that, what else is making the rounds, I think, is the classified info, and whether some classified info was dumped out there or not and discussed. And of course, we're talking about the president, whether or not anything was revealed to the Russians during an Oval Office meeting last week, and who did that put at risk and all of that. So that's what you heard at some point, I'm sure, during your day, if you were listening to talk radio at all, or you flipped on the tube. That was absolutely part of what was churning and burning out there. And then quickly, I'll say this at the top. I always say it's like being at the craps table. But listen, if you're retired, you might have had some money in the markets, because I think, I'm not a financial advisor, but I think it's about diversification. So the markets have been pretty decent, honestly, since Trump took over as president. I have to say that the Nasdaq shot up high again. The S&P and the Dow Jones were down slightly, but tech stocks did pretty well. And so watching the market has been fascinating to me in the last, 4 or 5 months, because even if there's a dip, it seems to really bounce back rather high. And this is because of business and what the president, I think, talks about when it comes to business a lot of times. And then, of course, earnings reports, and then that blasts those numbers a lot higher. It's crazy to me that, what's considered negative news and how that flips and flops like a flounder in a boat all over the place. Crazy. All right, we got our first one up. Of course, always the Grand Dame. It's fun to have her call in. Izzy, hello, how are you?
The Grand Dame, that sounds like one of my cat champions.
That is a compliment, so there you go.
Thank you. And thank you to Dan for the nice compliments, but I'm not really brilliant, Dan. I just read a lot. And by the way, had I known you were steaming on women, I could have thrown my boots in the ring. And another thing, leave the dog alone. That's refreshing. It's like the
leave
family.
The dog alone. It is a family. Yes, the dog is, he knows he is so central to everything. That's funny.
And the next time Tomas wants to sing, we'll do a conference call. I can pull out my guitar or I can go to my piano. Take your pick.
I like that. I like that.
But leave poor Paul alone. I mean, come on. Okay, you can do a little laundry, too.
You guys are ganging up on me. I love it.
This is one of the best other halves.
Halves? You think he is, huh?
No, the segment. It was what I was laughing myself silly.
Yeah.
Like, listen here, Paul. If I can do 8 loads of wash in one day, going up and down basement stairs with my portable oxygen, you can do a couple at least.
At least.
I mean, seriously, I had 8 huge loads. I go through once a month. I do everything. And Sunday was the day, and I was like, and he's whining, somebody's whining about getting their laundry done? Please.
I know. I'm with you. I agree.
Just get in.
He needs to do it. Yeah,
I even have all mine folded and put away.
Of course, you do everything well. I'm not shocked.
No, I don't. No, I don't. Today I was a real B-I-T-C-H at the store. People. I wonder, I only go out once a month, and I'm sick of hearing about Comey. I'm so sick of that. Talk about something fun for a change, or talk about the Hammonds who are out there in Oregon, or rather Nevada. I guess they're going to be tried in Nevada. I mean, what a sick, disgusting government out there. Bunch of loony liberals.
Loony liberals.
Well, they are. Yeah, I remember a call that called in that she said, liberals, more logic, prove it.
Well, even Bill Maher, who does a show once a week, he says the liberals have screwed up and they've screwed up the Democratic Party.
Oh, well, they've gotten so over the top
since
Trump got elected. I mean, even Democrats are starting to complain. I hear that all the time. And I'm like, wait a minute. We're not the ones out there making asses of ourselves. I'm not out there in street dressed up in vagina costumes or a penis costume or pink ears. I'm sitting at home. And like I tell everybody, hey, you know what? You can blog all day long. You can get on talk radio, but until you start writing letters and holding your Congress people's feet to the fire, nothing will change. That takes about
2,000 letters. That is so true.
So get to it and do it. Tell Paul if he needs help with laundry, I'll weave my way down there on the train and I'll smack it out.
I love it. Thanks, Izzy. You're hilarious.
Bye-bye.
That was good stuff. I love it. She's right. She's saying she's got oxygen, and she's sitting there, and she's figuring out a way to do the laundry. You just do it. You don't procrastinate. You just do it. That's exactly 100% right. She always nails it, like I said. All right, coming up on the flip side, what's going on with the Bill Cosby trial? They're getting ready for that thing. And some other odds and ends as well as we zig and zag in a couple of different directions. Hope you're having a good one, everybody. Stay with us here on ATN.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight.
Last night got bills to pay. My head just feels in pain. I missed a bus and
everything. All right, we keep swinging for the fences here on America Tonight. Coming up on the show, we have a mailbag. Mailbag was full. There were a lot of interesting areas that we're going to hit on in the mailbag. And then our nightly Forbes feature. We've got that second part with, who I think is a really fascinating person, Ruth Hedges, from Global Crowdfunding Convention. We talked the other day about exploding cats and the fact that, you know, that's a whole thing with crowdfunding. Anybody can fund you, whatever the amount is. It could be a huge amount or a little amount. And the cat exploding people just wanted $100,000 and they got way more than that. So an interesting conversation with Ruth. The second part of that is coming up. All right. Along the lines of what Izzy was saying, talk about something fun. I'm tired of hearing about Comey. You know what's going on in TV? I don't know if any of you are TV watchers. I've talked about, it's like an iffy deal with me because there's too much going on, and I don't think there's anything wrong with enjoying some shows, but I can't tell you the last time I watched a regular network show. It would be more like binge-watching something. So anyway, if you remember Roseanne is coming back. Will and Grace is coming back. What they're doing, it's kind of smart. I don't know if it'll work ratings-wise, but ABC announced that they were going to come back to Roseanne and it's going to return in 2018, and they're going to do like an 8 or 10 part thing, I think. And Will and Grace, same thing. NBC is doing a limited run of it. And then Fox, of course, has reunited original cast members for revivals of The X-Files and Prison Break and, you know, whatnot. But for the Roseanne show, I guess they're getting everyone's coming back, I think. John Goodman, the daughters, the sons. So they got everybody to come back and do that, which is, wow, which is really... really pretty big. And back in their day, I guess in the 90s, they did pretty well. It's that what's old is new or missing, you know, with everything moving so fast in our lives, this is my theory, that so many of us, we just long for a minute to breathe. Does that make sense? So you think about, when was it that, like, I actually had a breath where I wasn't checking the phone every 2 seconds. People weren't falling into me because they were on their phones and I wasn't hooked up 24 hours. And the answer is before, in the 90s, yeah, people weren't getting you on a cell phone. You had an answering machine. Remember, the answering machine is like antiquated. Anybody have an answering machine still hooked up or thrown in a closet somewhere? Get that sucker out, plug it in, and play your voice and figure out what you said. Can you imagine? Some of the voice, some of the systems we had, those boxes that were hooked up to your phone, and then you would let the, if you wanted to avoid somebody, if you were home, you would just, let the answering machine get it. Or you would come back and there would be all these messages, but they couldn't get you 24/7. Now, people sleep with their phones. People go to the restrooms with their phones. It's so crazy. Instead of just, can we check it every, you know, go have lunch with somebody and actually have a conversation and then check it after the lunch instead of during the lunch? Oh, I can't tell you how many times that happens. And I don't know if they've never done a study that I know of about who's worse, men or women, or maybe it's not even a gender thing. Who knows? Could be even an age thing, depending on how young or older you are, how many times you'll look at it. And then the most infuriating thing is, sadly, when you read about somebody texting or being on the phone, and then, of course, there's some kind of a car accident. I'm not the police of telling people when to put their phone down. You know, I'm not law enforcement. But I just don't understand. If you have to have a long conversation, it could be business, it could be personal, I get it. So just pull over. Usually there's places to pull over. Just pull over and handle it that way. It makes so much more sense. Why would you risk it? Oh, just for a text message, which usually it's innocuous and not important. So that's a $1 million deal. In other words, that you have to get right back to the person or they're going to go to somebody else. In fact, Jordan Spieth, who is a world-class golfer, was part of that whole AT&T campaign about letting it wait. And I just was reading something today that he is joining the list of athletes that will be depicted on a Wheaties cereal box. It'd be pretty cool if you're an athlete. When you're a kid, you see the Wheaties boxes, and now all of a sudden you're on it. He was the 2015 Masters and U.S. Open champ, and he said he's going to be on 4 million Wheaties boxes in the fall. And that it was really cool because exactly what I said. He used to walk down the aisle of the grocery store with his mom when he was dragged along, and he would always want to see who was on the front of the cereal box. And he came out in golf when he was 16 as an amateur playing in a tournament he's playing in this week. It's the Byron Nelson tournament. But I think that would be kind of cool. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's an ego thing. But to have your face on the cereal box, and he's saying 4 million, that's a lot. They run different athletes, it seems now, not just necessarily one for a really super long time. I think at one point they used to just pick somebody and then they would run with that person. They would stick with them for a while. And I think now what they do is they do limited runs and have different athletes on at different times. But I'm glad that they're having him on. I think that's, I don't know, I think that's interesting. Let's put it that way. Speaking of interesting, how about the fact that, you know, I was looking at the, they just had the New York Yankees, for fun I'll throw this in, just had a big honor for a guy that I used to cover, Derek Jeter, number two, the shortstop for the New York Yankees. They just retired his number two, which is pretty amazing if you think about it. Because that means when the number's retired like that, nobody wears that number ever in the team. Oh, nobody does it. So while they honor Derek Jeter, they retire his number two on Sunday, an announcement that one of his good buddies, who used to be a teammate, Alex Rodriguez, is actually going to join Shark Tank, the Shark Tank cast, as a guest judge. So how about that? And of course, if you don't know what it is, this is one show that's, I think, fun to watch. It's a reality. I haven't seen it in a while, though. It's a reality program where entrepreneurs pitch their ideas or products to a cast of potential investors because they want to get funding for the project. One of the main panelists is Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban. And this show is in its ninth season. So Rodriguez, who won most valuable player. He's won three most valuable player awards, in fact, and 14 All-Stars and all of that, has moved into the business world since he retired. So he's the chief executive of the A-Rod Corporation, and they decided that they were going to have him be one of these celebrities that steps in and gets to be involved in these people pitching to the Shark Tank judges, because he'll be one of them for X amount of time, however long that is. Be interesting combination in the fall with him and Mark Cuban. I kind of like that show if the products are interesting. Be kind of nerve-wracking, wouldn't it, to do that pitch? Boy, and you have to really have it sewed up. They won't even touch you unless you really know what you're talking about in all aspects, profit margins, all of that. Forbes up next here on America Tonight.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. And we're continuing our conversation with Ruth Hedges. She is the CEO and founder of Global Crowdfunding Convention. Check it out in October 23rd and 24th in Las Vegas. Ruth, we were talking about crowdfunding and, frankly, some of the nonsense that has gone on to try to fight to even allow people to invest in crowdfunding, right?
Well, you know what? You want to hear something really amazing? More people go bankrupt from medical issues than everything that causes bankruptcy combined. Wow. So maybe they should care more about that than they do about investing in a startup where we know it's risky. Everyone knows startups are risky. But if you lose your money, you're at least helping to create jobs
yes.
on the front end.
And wealth.
And wealth. And maybe if you do happen to luck out and get a great exit, that's wonderful. But you might just also be helping to bring things to your city and town. Mm. For example, maybe you need some more nursing homes or assisted living or daycares. Well, right now, people in the past would have to go to a bank.
Right.
And the banker would decide, we don't think you need a new assisted living facility in your town, so we're not going to bankroll you. Well, today, you don't need the banker anymore. You can go straight to the crowd, and you can sell, and we can all own our own bedroom that
right.
we're going to end up retiring in someday.
Right, right. Wow, it's fascinating when we talk about some of the products and some of what people are looking for as far as getting crowdfunding. Is it the sky's the limit? You talked about the paperwork has to be right, the pitch has to be right, basically. I'm going to call it that, the P&P. Do you see a trend somewhere that there's an interest in funding XYZ? You know?
Well, I mean, on the reward platforms, games are a big one. We had a company last year at the Global Crowdfunding Convention called Exploding Kittens, and it was a card game, like a deck
I
of
know
cards.
It.
You know Exploding
yes.
Kittens? So they sat on our stage and talked about how they were trying to raise, I don't know, $100,000, and they raised $8 million.
That was a good trip
Huge.
To Vegas.
That was, it was unbelievable. They had 218,000 backers, twice as large as the next closest campaign in the history of crowdfunding. No one had ever come close to.
Wow.
She said that their the PayPal account, you know how you get people buy it.
Ding,
she said
ding,
was blowing
ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding,
24 hours, 7 days a week.
Wow. All right, listen, we're talking with Ruth Hedges. She's the CEO and founder of the Global Crowdfunding Convention. I want to hear about the convention before we talk about that.
Okay.
Because I want to know, you know, who should go, when it is, how you get to, I mean, all that, because I know a lot of our listeners are, their ears are perked up now. They've got some exploding kittens they want to bring of their own.
Right.
But I have heard a rumor that you have had some influence over Congress's passing of this law.
Yes.
Tell us, give us the background.
So,
and you can gloat as much as you want.
Okay. So during the height of the recession in 2008, I got together with a group of people, and we were so frustrated in this problem about accessing capital because the banks, the VCs, and the angels had completely stopped. There was no money moving anywhere.
Right.
And we said, well, it's going to take an act of Congress because there's an 80-year-old, which people joke about all the time.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you were kidding,
right? But we realized, no, we really would. There was an 80-year-old securities law that prevented, and it started when that little old lady in the middle of some
Podunk town in the
1920s, and the guy would drive up with the elixir in a truck and try and sell her bogus stock certificate. So it made sense then. It doesn't make sense today. It never did. So we went to Congress with a bill we wrote. It was called, originally called the Startup Exemption. And we worked on this bill. We took it to the House. Senator Congressman McHenry, Patrick McHenry, was the first person who really started to get excited about it and help us. And then it just started to take off. It took us 17 months. We had,
you guys were fast.
It was really fast. It really was.
17 months.
Only Donald Trump is faster.
Right.
We think. We'll find out.
We got the U.S. Chamber of Commerce got involved. Steve Case from AOL got involved.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it just, it made sense to everybody. And we were just lucky because the next year, so President Obama signed it into law on April 5th, 2012. And that year is when I started this convention because I realized we needed to, you know, start to train people. I mean, not just the people using it, but the professionals. No lawyer in this country knew anything about it. No CPA knew anything about it. No marketing person knew anything.
Right.
And it was critical that they all learned this, too. Then we needed, obviously, all the entrepreneurs, the innovators, to want to know the infrastructure to use
Human
it.
Infrastructure.
Right. So after it was signed into law, there was an event called Champions of Change at the White House, and I was invited. They honored all of us for doing this work. And then last year, the rules came out. So the SEC took 3.5 years to write the rules. We gave them 22 pages. They came back with 650 pages of rules.
Wow.
Which was completely...
Is the other word for that job security for them?
Right, exactly. Job security.
And so last year on May 16th, I was on Capitol Hill being honored for... my work with this, but also to showcase what the industry had done to Congress, to members of the White House, the World Bank were there, and all of us that are technology developers, which I am, we got to showcase some of the things that we built. And one of the things is this product. It's called Crowdfunding CRM, and it's actually the tool that walks you through the process of creating that campaign. Every single missing piece.
So it's a wizard.
It's a virtual vault with an e-book kind of, you know, walk step by step, and it lets you store everything together. The press release, the tweets, the social posts, the video, everything is there. So when you go to the equity platform, the Kickstarter, or the GoFundMe, what any kind of crowdfunding, you are ready to launch, and you're not forgetting anything.
Yes.
How did you start this? What drew you to this?
I've been... half of my life in the software business, and I was writing business plans. We built this product for business plan writing, and nobody could use it during the recession because nobody needed a business plan anymore. And I'm like, wait a minute, kids. I didn't work this hard to, like, roll over on this story. What do you mean nobody needs? Well, there's no funding out there.
Right.
So I said, well, then let's go solve that problem. Then I can go back to the business plan.
And that changed your life.
Yeah, it changed my life because I'm not even doing
business plans. You're not even in the business plan business anymore.
No.
You're onto a better business.
Yeah, that's
phenomenal.
It's really
exciting. What a story.
Yeah, what a story.
Congratulations.
Here's a question for you. What keeps you up at night? We ask everyone that.
What keeps me up at night? Besides global warming. you know, I'll tell you what really bothers me. I see so many brilliant people who never get a chance to see their piece of the American dream because they can't get access to capital. And we are living in the wealthiest country in the world. Well, there is more money in this country than most countries combined. And we are have so many rules and regulations and gatekeepers that keep us from actually helping each other. I mean, this organization is obviously a perfect example of women, successful women who started, they were a startup. All of these people in this room were a startup at some point.
Right.
You know? So, you know, I talk with colleges and universities, tech transfer offices. Do you know there are piles and piles of business plans of innovators who graduated 20 years ago with some brilliant, there could be a cure for cancer sitting in one of those tech transfer offices.
Wow. Yes.
If crowdfunding had been around then, they could have just gone to the crowd, and who wouldn't want to back one of these smart kids, you know?
Right. Yeah. No kidding.
All right, her name is Ruth Hedges. She's the CEO and founder of the Global Crowdfunding Convention. We have to let you give some details on that, because Kate, you and I are going. I mean,
yeah, I want to hear about it. Yeah.
We're going.
Hear about it.
So if you want to meet us, you can get there. If you want to meet Ruth, get there. So tell us the dates and you know, the other information.
So it's October 23rd and 24th. It's at Planet Hollywood.
Awesome.
This is our sixth year doing it. It's right in the middle of the strip across from Bellagio. It's a fantastic location. Microsoft is our lead sponsor this year. We're extremely excited about that. And we have an opportunity for everybody at this convention. We immerse professionals in an in-depth kind of workshop masterclass of all of the regulatory stuff, the marketing people, all of so they can walk away really understanding how to do this and expand the industry for us.
Yes.
We also have live crowdfunding. So if you're a startup and you want to bring your laptop and have a little booth like this.
Oh, I love that.
We had 65 companies last year in our expo.
Yes.
We had over 110 companies in our expo last
year
doing, and half of them were live crowdfunding.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
Fantastic.
And then the vendor, you know, Indiegogo was a sponsor last year. So we have, you know, the platforms are there.
Of course.
The securities lawyers are there. That are our sponsors, and you know, and then we do this thing called Who Wants to Raise $1 Million, and it's a game show on the main stage.
Has Regis Philbin ever been a contestant?
No. But it's a game where after they've been through the sessions, we want to test them.
Yeah.
So we call people up from the audience, and we actually give them. We have the millionaire music, the same music, and we have all the graphics, and we do like a little pretend. Version, but it's called Who Wants to Raise $1 Million, not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I love that.
And then if they have to see, we want to see how much they remembered of the convention stuff. And we actually give them cash for winning different levels. And the phone a friend is me. I'm in the back.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's just so much fun. And then we have the Crowdfunding Awards, where we give different campaigners and different people who've helped the industry. And we have an after party in the London Club.
Wow.
And it's just a fun. It's Vegas. I mean, it's a party
it's
all
awesome.
The time.
Ruth Hedges, I want to say, I am so thrilled you came to talk to us.
I am, too.
And I hope we can reach out to you.
Awesome.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'd be thrilled.
This was great. I hope everyone enjoyed it as much as we did.
Yeah,
I know
you are a national treasure.
Yeah,
I don't know if the president said that to you, but I'm saying it to you for him.
Oh, yeah.
You are a national treasure. You have done things for the business community, the startup community, for people who have ever wanted to start a company, ever wanted to invest. You have knocked down those walls. Thank you for that.
Yes. So check her out, Ruth Hedges, and it's Global Crowdfunding Convention. You want to go there.
Yeah, it's thegccworld.com.
Yeah.
So that's Global Crowdfunding Convention, thegccworld.com. Come see us there. We'll be there.
Yeah, love it. We'll see you again on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
This is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the Best of America Tonight. Once again, it's time to hit the mailbag here in our final segment of the show. And I am overwhelmed by the amount of emails that we've gotten, so let's dive into it.
You have mail, mistress.
How about this? This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, I'm so tired of this whole Trump saga. It just seems like since he's been in office, I don't really have an opinion about Trump, to be honest. He's the president, so I say we got to support the president. But every day, it's like we're like TMZ or Star Magazine. It's craziness. Do you think it'll ever calm down? I love that question because I have no way to know that. But do I think it'll ever calm down? If I was going to take a stab at it, I would say no, because of the era we're in, because of, again, the politics, the back and forth, how polarizing it is, and because of the controversies. Every day there's a different controversy. And I was one of those people, and I said it, about let's get something different. I said this a long time ago. I was all for the third party. Let's have somebody who's a business person who has massive business acumen and connections, and what would that look like? And here's the other part of that, though. When you have somebody who comes in who has no political expertise, no political background, well, there's the yin and the yang of that. So there's the really good stuff that you get somebody who's not a creature of Washington. But then the other part of that is, how much do you step into when you're a business person versus a politician? Because they are completely different in some ways. That's just how it is. Because of the rules and regulations and what you, the landmines that you can step into. Not on purpose necessarily. It can be that you step into them because you just don't have any clue about that. Because in business, it's different. So it is yin and yang. It is absolutely that. All right, let's move to this one from Mac, who says, Kate Cosby, wow. This whole thing with his trial, I was just reading about, you know, that they're coming up on the trial. You have to think where there's smoke, there's fire. I think he was a great entertainer, but was ridiculous to hear about all these situations with women. I don't think you can wave your hand and say, oh, that's just nonsense and people were trying to get money from him. No, I don't think so. I think there is absolutely something there, and probably no man, no woman, anybody listening to me, so listening to this email, if you read it on the air, would go against that unless they're just not paying attention. I'm really curious as to what the defense will be. I was reading that what might be part of it is that there will be something about racism. Do you think that's going to be a factor? Because apparently Bill Cosby says that's a factor. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. What you're talking about is this came out that the whole narrative has been that he's this sexual predator. And what he said, he did an interview with Michael Smirkanish. And in that interview, there was a clip of his daughter saying, I strongly believe my father is innocent of the crimes alleged against him. And I believe that racism has played a big role in all aspects of this scandal. Smirkanish spoke to Cosby for the first time in, I don't know, a couple of years. He even tweeted it out. And Cosby just said, could be, I can't say anything, but there are certain things that I look at and apply to the situation. There are so many tentacles. So we'll see. This trial, I think, with him will be interesting. And he's pled not guilty to all the charges. The one case involves an employee from Temple University who was the first of dozens of people who have accused him of the sexual misconduct. Her name's Andrea Constand. So I don't know. The claims are, and she claimed this, that she was drugged and sexually assaulted. So he did admit back a year after, 2004 is when that happened, he admitted a year later to sexual contact with her, but said it was consensual. So, you know, again, this is a huge trial. It'll be heavily covered. And that may be something that comes out in the trial for the defense, because they're going to have something. You know, it's all about the evidence and the defense and what the jury thinks, of course. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Chris. Kate, wow, cyber attacks. I listened to you talk about that the other day, and I, too, have been the victim as far as an individual email attack, and it's the worst, isn't it? I heard you talk about Robert Siciliano calling you and jumping on that right away to help you out, and it is just awful when you get locked out of your email. Imagine if it's even bigger and these companies are telling people not to come into work, and what do you do? How do you stop, you know, how do you stop these attacks? And then the fact that they're ransoming, the ransomware is just absolutely crazy, and nobody wants that, because you've got to, what do? You have to pay it to get back to work? And the answer is, in some cases, and people have paid because they have to do it, because they have to get back to work, but then don't they have the keys to your kingdom, so to speak? Yeah, it's, I think it's just awful. I do. I think it's terrible. Just, again, bottom feeders. Just bottom feeders. The worst. All right, how about this? This is a follow-up. This one is from Hal, who says, I heard your interview, and even you redid it a couple of days ago, and I thought that was brilliant timing on your part, about the cheerleaders, the Raiderettes, and what happened to them, and about the money that they were paid and what they were really owed. And did you see that there was a settlement? Yeah, there was a couple of members of the Oakland Raiders cheerleading squad that got a payment Wednesday of combined $1.25 million. It was granted to them in a 2014. It shows you how long it takes. It was granted to them in a 2014 settlement of their lawsuit. So about 100 cheerleaders who worked for the Raiders were awarded. Are you listening to this, Grim? In the settlement, in the suit, they were awarded that money. The women alleged that their failure to they failed to pay their cheerleading squad minimum wage for the hours they worked, didn't pay overtime, didn't reimburse them for thousands of dollars that happened in expenses from 2010 to 2014. So how about that? And at the time, the team also introduced a slew of monetary charges, including compensation, a compensation hike, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is it is crazy that, you know, they're all part of this whole game day experience, and you think of the kind of money these teams make, and they shouldn't, why wouldn't they be paid a decent wage anyway? Even if it's just for that one day, it's all the practice and everything else that goes into it. It doesn't have to be a ridiculous amount, but geez, something that is not minimum wage, to, especially with their expectations. But see, they figure, well, no one's going to, they want to do this. And then there's always that excuse of the exposure. That is the worst line ever. It's just exposure. Yeah. Who's going to bank on the exposure? Come on. Give me a break. All right. Let's move on to Gray's comment. Kate, what's going on at the gas pumps? Have you noticed that gas has been a lot cheaper in my neighborhood? I actually got it the other day for $2.07. How about that? Yeah. OPEC is trying to get rid of it's trying to dump its product, right? They have this increased production because they're trying to keep prices between $50 and $60 a barrel. OPEC and some allied producers agreed in November to slash production to rid the global markets of the excess supply. So it looked like it was working, and prices actually kind of drifted up, and now it's going in the opposite direction. They're fighting for their market share. And they weren't used to that. That started happening a couple of years ago. And so currently, you know, you see, I always say you can tell what's going on by looking at the price of a barrel and where the price of a barrel is. And it's interesting to see the way that's traversed in a couple of different directions. And here's one from Pat, who says, I know you did a thing on this on Picasso paintings once, and I wondered if you saw the Picasso painting that was stolen by the Nazis and how much it sold for. Yeah, you're talking about, this just happened the other day. This painting, I hope I'm saying this right, Femme Assise Robe Bleue, and it was from 1939, Pablo Picasso. It sold for over $5 million at Christie's auction in New York, and it's a painting of Dora Maar, a photographer painter, one of Picasso's girlfriends, and it was created on his birthday, I guess, in 1939. And during the German occupation of France, the Nazis had it; they stole it. And it's, you know, here it is. It's one of those pieces of artwork that was recovered, and it's one of his earliest paintings. One of his earliest paintings, so how wild. $45 million. Wow. All right, thanks to all of you for sending me your emails, your thoughts. You can always do that at americatonight.net. And to the rest of you for listening to this version of ATN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.